Article title, SIMDIT Part 2, The Electronics. Content, as mentioned in, Link 2, SIMDIT 1, Link Text, Part 1, Link End. I have 4 modules, the brain, a key matrix modules for up to 64 buttons, the analog input module and a module for rotary encoders. Let's describe them part by part. Subheader. The brain. The core is the Arduino Pro Micro as it provides the USB connection. Basically, it's just the module and a bunch of connectors. Link to https://usernet/a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simditcpu.png. Link text, link end. The connector pins are ordered so that routing makes it easier. Full layout for building on perf board later. Subheader. Rotary encoder board. Equally impressive and complicated is the rotary encoder board. Link to https://usernet.a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simditrotary.png. Link text, link end. Subheader. Analog multiplexer board. The multiplexer board is just a CD74HC4067 breakout board. Subheader. The key matrix. This board is finally a bit more challenging. First, I'd like to explain what a key matrix actually is. Normally, you are used to connecting one switch to a digital input. This is fine for a few inputs, but like 64, it gets complicated. Take a look at this animation by Kai Burkhardt's own work. CC BY-SA 3.0, https://commons.wikimedia.org/w/index.php/curid=28,944,795. When your microcontroller powers one of the rows, let's say row 0, and reads the values from the columns, you can see which buttons are pressed on the given row. By changing the row, another set of keys can be read. This is one version of the keyboard matrix. Link to https://usernet.a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simditkeymatrix1.png. Link text, link end. But there is an issue. If you press multiple buttons at the same time, it can result in ghost buttons because things are getting connected through multiple switches. To fix this, you need to add diodes to one pin of the switch so that current cannot go through the wrong way. You can use above schematic as long as you solder in the diodes on the wire from switch to board, or use this circuit which includes the diodes. Link to https://usernet.a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simditkeymatrix2.png. Link text, link end. Subheader. PCB layouts. Link to https://usernet.a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simditpcb.png. Link text, link end. From left to right, start of list. List item, key matrix with diodes in the wire. List item, key matrix with diodes on the board. List item, right top, the rotary encoder board in 8 encoder configuration. List item, right bottom, the main board. End of list. The diodes on the board are mounted vertically to save space. This looks like this. Link to https://usernet.a5970e0955.4472b5f84a8dbb7420273/simdit3d.jpg. Link text, link end. The PCB design is specially made to be built on the normal perf board. No need for creating custom PCB. The Electronics KiCad version ASICs as well as future software and 3D plans are available on our Git repo. Update 2022-02-18. The PCBs have been built and tested. One small bug was found. The enable pin for the analog multiplexer needs to be pulled down, not up. Also, the PCB has been shrunk a tiny bit. Updated schematics and PCB in the Git repo. Update 2022-03-22. I also added more compact versions of the rotary encoder and key matrix with diodes in the wires. The functionality is still the same. The link to SIMDIT 3, link text, next part, link end will handle parts of the software side. This will get more complicated.